It's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, look, you know, I've been trying to save some money, okay? Because you never know what's going to happen. And instead of putting it in the bank, I gave it to a family friend who's a broker.
There's nothing wrong so far.
So, okay, well, one of the companies that she put the money in was a cement company.
Well, that's still no sin. The world needs cement.
Okay, but then I get this call from her. She was excited, but a little sad. She says, Mark, I know this says bad, but the cement stock went way... the cement stock did very well after the hurricane.
Okay, let me guess. The stock shot up a bit, huh?
Yes. Yes, it's awful, right? But it's good for me, I guess. But it's bad for the people that live there. I mean, real bad. Or maybe, wait. Maybe it's good that they're getting cement. I mean, I'm glad to be making money on a small investment, but not at the expense of people getting hurt and cities dying. I mean, maybe I'm helping. I don't know, man. It's just creepy and it feels wrong.
It's an unfortunate sequence of events, Mark, but you had no way of knowing.
I know, but I feel like a vulture, a parasite. I feel Republican even. It's like I invested in body bags or embalming fluid or something like that.
You can't be responsible for every dollar after it leaves your wallet,
yeah.
Mark. Once it leaves, it takes on a life of its own.
I guess.
And didn't you give money to that money to your broker friend and say, here, put this in a cement company because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a devastating hurricane soon?
No.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't. If I could predict the future like that, I wouldn't give money to a broker. I'd pick a lotto number, win, and then I'd buy myself an island.
Well, since you can't predict the future as your penance, write out a check to the Red Cross to help those people out who've been hit by Katrina.
Okay, Brother Riley, I'm going to do that. I really am going to do that. And speaking of the future... who am I going to confess to when all this is over?
I hear cats are very patient and understanding. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess their liberal sins and seek absolution, our confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. It's interesting because I did have that moment. It's still kind of a weird thing in my head where, they need cement. I didn't know it. But anyways, give us a call with your sins. It's 12 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Call us at 866-
That's awesome. Go on.
303.
Wow, yes. Yes, I love it.
2270.
Oh, yeah, drop the bomb. Drop it. There's not a dry eye in the house. Keep going.
That's 866-303-2270.
Okay, well, just so you know, it was good, but I was also being pretty generous.
This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
All right, 17 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. We're going to take your confessions here, 866-303-2270. But before we get into those, I'm Mark Maron, by the way. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
Thanks for listening. This is the ninth to the last show of Morning Sedition. I'm very excited. Our guest in a few minutes is going to be Chris Hedges, author of War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning and Losing Moses on the Highway, The Ten Commandments in America, to talk about the oncoming theocracy in the Christian fascist movement. You know who you are. I'm not talking about all of you. Don't get all crazy out there. I'm not knocking Christians. There's just some problems that have to be addressed, and Chris has got some info that are very interesting and enlightening stuff, and Chris knows his stuff. He was brought up in the church. Let me just say hi to Jenna. Jenna is in Minnesota. She's in the hospital. She's a fan of the show. She's listening on the phone because I don't have a radio there, and I felt bad. Jenna, you didn't move to the lobby of the hospital because I made you feel bad, did you?
Well, I didn't want to wake up my roommate.
You didn't want to what?
Wake up my roommate.
Oh, wake up your roommate. So now you got a roommate. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
Huh?
Do you like her?
Yeah. Now she's telling me what to tell you.
Oh.
She's very nice. She's a very nice lady.
Did she just tell you to tell me that she's a very nice lady?
Yeah, well, she's listening now because I'm back.
Okay.
In my room.
Oh, okay.
She has really good taste in television, so she watched all the right programs last night.
Okay.
On CNN,
Yeah, to learn what was going on.
Yeah.
All right, we sound better. I just want to make sure you're okay. I got to take some confessions. Okay, good.
Oh,
all right.
I want to comment on everything.
All right, well, we'll call you later. We'll talk to you later. All right? Okay, good. Kirby, how are you in Rockford, Illinois? What's your sin this morning, Kirby?
What's up, Kirby?
Well, I've only called into two talk shows in the past. One of them is Morning Sedition, and the other one is Unfiltered.
Oh, no. So you think you had something to do with this?
I feel like it.
Uh-oh.
Well, look, so now what are you thinking?
I'm thinking of calling Springer.
Do me a favor first. All right, here's your penance. First, call Sean Hannity. Call Rush Limbaugh. Call until you get through.
Bill O'Reilly, too.
Yeah, that would really help the cause, okay?
Well, I would, but I can't even listen to them.
Well, I know. Well, the thing is I know you can't listen to them. That's why it's a penance. I mean, you're seeing yourself as sort of the death toll of radio shows, and I think that even though you can't listen to them, your penance is going to be to try to get through to spread your certain magic to those shows. And then if you want to call Springer, it's up to you.
Well,
it's penance is hard. It's hard, Kirby. But I mean, you have this special gift,
yeah.
And you didn't realize it until now. Thanks a lot.
Well, I believe me, if I had known it, I would have been calling Limbaugh a long time ago.
All right. Well, now we know that you have the special gift of getting radio shows canceled. So now you know what work is ahead of you, Kirby.
All right.
And again, thanks to you, I'm not going to be on the air in a week. I appreciate it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Talk to you later.
Take care there, Grim Reaper.
Poor guy.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Hell of a confession.
All right, Melanie in New York City. Is this Melanie?
Yeah, it's Melanie.
All right. Hey, Melanie.
How are you?
Oh, I'm well, except that, you know, I'm going to miss you, and I'm very sad about that.
I'm sad, too, and I'm going to miss seeing you at the live shows. It's Kirby's fault, the guy who just called.
Yeah, I heard him.
Got some bad mojo. So what's your confession?
Well, you know, speaking of Christians, I came into work yesterday, and my work area, which is kind of, I've been relocated, and we have a small music department, and it's filled with ribbon, big red ribbons and tinsel and all kinds of stuff, and these little stockings with our names on it right by where I work.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I found one of the few Jews who worked there, and I said, look at this. And I went back and took the stocking down because, you know, I've never celebrated anything like that, and I'm not religious, and I'm Jewish, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm sitting there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon listening to Randy, and I hear, with my headphones on, and I keep hearing, Melanie. So I turn around, and there are like 4 people of my coworkers standing there, and they're going, where's your stocking?
Yeah, they're saying, Jew!
Exactly!
Jew! Yeah,
I hadn't thrown it out.
Yeah.
So I put it in the drawer. Meanwhile, I'm like turning bright red. And I'm like, well, you know, but the worst part of it is that I put it back up after that.
Oh my God.
Isn't that terrible?
You buckled? You just felt, you surrendered?
Yeah, kind of, because I felt really bad. You know, somebody's gone to the effort of putting it up and, you know, and was just trying to be nice and. And
well, you know what your penance is.
Wait. But now I feel like I should just walk in with the big yellow star today, you know, on my clothes.
Well, my God.
Wow.
Well, on some level, you're going to have to do that because your penance is like, I don't know how Jewish you are in general.
Well, I'm not at all observant in any way. But, you know, I lived in Israel, and it was very cool to celebrate Christmas there because there wasn't any.
Right.
Loved it.
So I guess that you're going to have to act a little Jewish now. You're going to have to, you know, get some Hanukkah gilt and a plastic dreidel and go stick it in, in their stocking.
Hey, I got another penance for you.
My coworker said, oh, I'll give you some. I'll put some Hanukkah gilt in your stocking.
Hey, Melanie, I got a great one for you.
What?
Sue your coworkers for creating a hostile work environment.
That will get me really far. And I thought I could call the ADL or the ACLU or, you know.
Well, you know, it's weird because it's one of those situations where it's mildly offensive just because we're Jewish, but ultimately it's not that offensive, and the only real remedy of it is for us to act more Jewish than we really are.
Yeah.
The remedy is to tell people it's offensive. I don't think most Christians, believe that that's offensive to Jews. And if it is, we need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark, because that's kind of what my boss was saying. Well, you know, he didn't know whether somebody would be offended, and it wasn't very ecumenical. And, of course, that's the part that's upsetting me is that I wasn't more forceful in just saying, yeah, I do find it offensive. Do I have your permission to take the stocking down when I get to work today?
Absolutely.
You have to take the stocking down, and then you have to put Hanukkah gilt and a plastic dreidel in each one.
And then light it up like a little plastic menorah.
Yeah, all that stuff. And then, like, the next time you're jamming with these people on your cello,
yes,
you got to break into Hanukkah songs.
There you go.
Listen, I was playing a Pops concert this weekend, and we do this armed forces salute.
Uh-huh.
So I turned to the person that I didn't know who was sitting next to me right before we started, and I said, "This is really nauseating."
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's another confession.
I will have to save that one. All right, Melanie, thank you.
Take care, Melanie. Have a good one.
Guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we talked about that last week when you were gone. I find that tackiness and the sort of overwhelming elements of the Christmas season annoying, but on a religious level, I'm not that offended by Christmas trees because, you know, my wife isn't Jewish and there's one in my house.
Well, they smell good and all that. I have my younger brother does not celebrate any holiday.
That's the way to go.
Not his birthday, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
That's crazy.
Not the 4th of July. And see, the ultimate test of whether people celebrate holidays is where they go to work.
Yeah.
And my brother goes to work every day.
Well, that's honorable and everything, but I mean, the bottom line, Riley, the one great thing about holidays is food, presents, and no work.
He's a vegetarian, so he doesn't eat most of the food that people make on holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, for him, it's an easy way to say, look, I'm just not buying into any.
That's good, man. That's noble. And I think I don't have the strength. Steve in Jacksonville, Florida, what's your confession quickly?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
I'm feeling bad. Sunday night I was fully involved in watching West Wing and just having this fantasy about the good guys being in charge. And I saw my caller ID light up, and it was the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah.
And I didn't answer the phone. CJ Craig character was on Allison Janney, and I was even having that kind of fantasy, too.
Oh, so you had a lot of things going on. But
yeah, and I didn't answer. I know they needed me, and I didn't answer.
But part of you felt like you were doing the right thing because you were watching West Wing, right?
Well, probably not.
Well, guess what? Here's your penance. You have to begin the momentum to elect Martin Sheen for president.
There you go,
in 2008.
I'm going to find a bumper sticker with
that. All right, man. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Take it easy. I get a lot of mail from the DNC. I mean, at what point, let's be honest, we're confessing things. Do you ever, like, when you get that kind of stuff and when you see people asking you for money and stuff, don't you feel that by virtue of what we do every morning that we're kind of like, you know, I'm covering it. Don't worry. When people come and can I have some money for this? Like, you know, I'm doing a lot.
I give to some very specific organizations and charities and, you know, having been burned by people cold calling in the past, mm-hmm. you know, saying that they were with somebody when they really were not,
mm-hmm.
Caller ID kind of helps because you can actually nail down where they say they're calling from. But I always get calls from cops. You know, if I'm calling from on behalf of the
Police Athletic League?
No, the Fraternal Order of Police.
Oh, those I used to get those all the time. I'll give money to people, but I'm not consistent about it.
Not me neither.
I need some. We got to talk about you know what charities I need to give to because I have to ease some of my burden. So look, when we come back, we are going to talk about some heavy stuff in terms of Christian fascism in this country with Chris Hedges. It's 27 past the hour. Not all Christians. Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.